Ellen Gray Massey had lots of stories to tell, mainly about the Ozarks, which was her passion, but also about life in general, and she told them in books and shared them with her students. Massey died July 13th at the age of 92 after living her life to its fullest and touching many others in the process. The teacher, writer, editor, and mentor lived her childhood years in Washington, D.C., but spent her summers at the family farm Wayside near Nevada, where she fell in love with the Ozarks. She settled with her husband Lane on a farm in Laclede County in the 1940s, and when he died young, she and her three children ran the farm by themselves. During her many years teaching at Lebanon High School, she and her students published The Bittersweet Magazine. Author Vita Jones was a friend of Massey's.
She sent those kids out into the boonies interviewing old-time Ozarkians about how rough it was, how they made do with what they had, how they embraced the culture. It was wonderful.
Jones met Massey when they were both writing for Avalon Romance, and she says they hit it off even though Massey was quite a bit older.
Here's what I loved about her. She encouraged writers so much.
According to Jones, Massey held what she called the 5 W's at her house, well-worn women writers workshop. She invited about a dozen women to spend the night, and her son cooked for them.
We read to each other, we performed, we had to go on a little hike and observe things. It was all about writing.
Another person whose life was touched by Massey is author Laura Valenti, who worked with Massey on the historical magazine Briarwood, which the Lebanon Daily Record put out quarterly. Massey edited all 5 of Valenti's novels and was a valuable source for information about Ozark's history. Valenti describes Massey as gentle and unassuming.
The type of person that you saw her in Walmart or, you know, grocery store, your eyes would pass right over her and, oh, she's just some little gray-haired old lady. And you wouldn't think twice. And yet she was just a treasure trove of information and all kinds of lessons about life.
According to Valenti, Massey's greatest contributions were the people she touched and her writings. After retiring from Lebanon High School, Massey continued teaching, sharing her love of the Ozarks with various groups in and out of Missouri and at Drury University, where she taught graduate education courses. She was one of the charter inductees into the first Writers Hall of Fame of America and won several awards for her writing. For KSMU News, I'm Michelle Skaliski.